Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When your entire life is online, you need more than just speed from your internet. Xfinity gives you reliable in-home Wi-Fi coverage, plus protection from Wi-Fi network threats. Check out our amazing offers on Xfinity Internet. You'll get fast speed and Wi-Fi coverage you can count on. Plus, get advanced security free with the XFi Gateway, so you can keep the connected devices in your home protected from network threats. Just log in and activate through the Xfinity app. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today to learn more. Restrictions apply.
So, let's say you're into yoga or Pilates. Or maybe you dabble in gymnastics like me. Either way, you know being flexible is key to doing what you love. That's why Smoothie King created this stretch and flex smoothie for people like us. With whole fruits and organic veggies, plus type 2 collagen. Make it part of your daily fitness routine to support flexibility and joint health. So try the stretch and flex smoothie in tart cherry or pineapple kale. Order online today for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King, rule the day.
England 5, San Marino 0. Congratulations, England. They now qualify. Stop that. We're not talking about internationals. Welcome to carnage. Let's go. Good evening. Good evening, LFC Day Trippers community. Welcome to another episode of Carnage. International week. What a week, eh? What a week. So exciting. So we thought, what shall we do? Shall we talk about the international week? Shall we talk about the fixtures over the international weekend and how San Marino put up a good show and now England are qualified and Scotland in an amazing 2-2 game with us? Nah. We thought, scrap all that. We don't want to know about all that. We thought we'd do something different and have a question and answer session with the viewers, with the listeners, with the subscribers. And I thought I'd get a couple of lads in to help me with that. The two of the biggest mouths I know apart from me. They're in the building tonight. Avi and Gav, talk to me, lads. How are we feeling?
You have a fucking cheek calling me a mouth. I have to be honest. Not a good start. Kieran B says I look different. Yeah, I've just had a shave, mate. It was starting to get ridiculous. So he asked, did I use Manscaped? Yes, I did.
Should we use Manscaped? Come on.
Yes, I did. But no, I'm in good form. I'm in very, very good form.
Good stuff. And how's the little pocket dynamo from California?
Yeah, good. Gav's shaved off his beard. I'm trying to grow what I've got, so
I'll have a beard in a week.
Oh, it'll take me a lifetime to grow a little bit of a beard.
Gav's trying to look younger and Avi's trying to look older.
I'm trying to look more awake because my eyes aren't doing it for me, so I just figured if I took all the hair out of my face, it makes me look.
Gav, do you know what it is?
Jamie says I'm back on the cans and his beard falls off. That was a one night only. The cans were all gone. I made sure to drink them all last night.
You can bring the comment up on screen, you know, so everyone can take the piss out of you.
Okay, yeah, well, there it is up on the screen.
But Gav, you know, with this sleep and looking woke, you know, the simple solution is you've got to stop playing Warzone up to 4 a.m. in the morning.
No, I'm not up to 4 a.m.
No, Gav, come on. I know you are, Gav. I check up on you, pal.
All the lads are ignoring me. I keep asking to play and they keep going, can't they? Can't,
yeah, you've met everyone. Can you tell everyone why they're ignoring you?
They're busy. And then I go on, I can see them all online. Like, I can actually see them online playing the fucking game. The reason why they don't play me is because I'm awful at it. But I really enjoy it. It's so frustrating, but it's so addictive at the same time. So, I'm not up till 4 a.m. I usually go to bed about 1, half 1, but I'm back up at about 7. And honestly, that laptop, I'm looking at it all day since.
Yeah, it needs a rest. It needs a rest as well. Not only do you need a rest, always remember machinery needs a rest as well. The actual machinery, you know, it needs a rest. So look, have a rest for a break or two. You're not into all that stuff, are you, Avi? Busy man like you. Are you into all that Warzone and everything?
Yeah, I've been a COD fan for many years, but
you as well.
Yeah. Got to set up my ID. But yeah, you can catch Gav on Discord on his, I think that's where you've given your gamer ID, haven't you, Gav?
No, it's on Xbox. It's Gav Doyle 82, maybe. Don't come on and play Warzone with me because you just get so frustrated at me being terrible. But it's just something to relax after.
It's addictive. No, look, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I love it. I love watching you. Let me explain. Gav, I love it.
You love it. Tell people how long you've played this game for in total.
About 6 minutes, but that's not the point. But that's not the point. The point is, I don't know how to play, and I get very frustrated, and I walk off because I get killed as soon as I step onto the map. I get killed, and that's not me. I'm not a loser, so I just walk off and I can't take it. I don't know how to play, but I watch you guys and the clips that you guys send me. It's amazing. It's so addictive. I'm actually jealous. I wish I could play it, not as well as you because you're known to shoot skies. Tell everyone what's your nickname.
My nickname on it was Gav, but we've changed it to, instead of Luke Skywalker, it's Luke Sky Shooter because I just shoot with the sky. So Courtney nearly says she's terrible at Warzone too. We can create a clan. Courtney,
I want to be in that clan.
I reckon people would pay money to watch me and you playing Warzone and how bad it actually was because I'm awful at it. It's not even I'm awful. I get frustrated because I played there a few minutes ago with Col before I come on. And I'm laying into this fella with a gun, and he just takes out a gun and goes, bang, bang, good luck. One fella genuinely done a Tino Esprit, a flip, right, beside me, and then just fucking ripped me throat out with a knife. It was scandalous stuff.
Sometimes you think it's not fair, does it? But listen, before we crack on and tell everyone what the show is going to be about tonight, need to shout out our sponsors, our amazing sponsors for this show. As you guys probably know, it's yourfutcard.com. Get over on their website, all the social media platforms, place your orders for these magnificent cards. Keith got one made for his child, for his kid. It's absolutely brilliant, over the moon. Did you see the tweet today? Did you see the look on his face? Brilliant stuff. It's fantastic stuff. You type in LFCDT and you get 20% off. So you can't go wrong. They really are. I've got my son one as well, and he's absolutely chuffed. I don't really agree with the numbers on that he's got on his card, but hey, you know, it is what it is, you know. But yeah, so you need to get over there, you know, bit of fun, bit of crack, get your own versions made, get ones for your siblings, for your children, for yourself. They're really fantastic. www.yourfutcard.com.
It's www.yourfutcard.com. Why do you say www and then just forget the last W? I mean, because this for weeks.
Because, look, I don't really count, right? It's something I've been saying forever and ever since WW was created, right? So people know, right? The majority of the world knows it's www, right? Mm-hmm. But I've grown up saying www. You know, it's shorter, it's like abbreviated version, but everyone knows.
You've been growing up saying WWF, and you got mixed up. That's what happens, because you're a wrestling fan, right?
Yeah, that's a very good excuse and reason as well. But that's not the reason. Anyway, both of you need to relax yourselves, because this is my show. It's all right. Today we thought, what shall we talk about? There's so much, there's nothing going on at the moment, and, you know, the International Week has just bored everyone to death. So on the other shows we've done, as people know, as viewers and listeners know, we've been doing some drafts and quizzes. Today we thought we put it into the hands of the chat, the Discord group, the subscribers, and see where we go from there and work our way towards where anyone wants to answer, have a chat with us, you know, have a chat with, well, anyone want to chat with me is crazy. More to do with chat to Gav and Avi. And we thought we'd bring some people on who might be interested. And I believe we've got someone ready and waiting in the background already. Let's bring the young man on.
So how this is going to work is these people are in the background. We're going to bring them in. They're going to ask the question, have a little chat.
You'll find out. You're going to be put on the spot. They're going to ask you questions, and you can't duck and dive like you do on the other shows. You've got to answer.
Me duck and dive? You. I swear to God. Pot and kettle.
Before we get into the first question and viewer, Delwyn Jones sends us a super chat. You're a top man for that. My question and answer to you all three, should we get Andre Silva from Frankfurt? He has scored the same number of league goals, 21 as Haaland, this season. Thanks, Delwyn. We will discuss that as soon as we've chatted to...
Never heard.
I was going to say, Avi will take that.
Yeah.
And but let's welcome our young man, our young friend, Mr. Tabiko. How are you, my friend? Can you hear
us? I'm good, thanks. How are you guys doing? Yes, I can hear you guys.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you so much for coming on. It takes a lot of courage to come and talk to Gavin, because, you know, Gavin can be a very strict... He intimidates a lot of people. But, you know, thank you for coming on, man. It's an absolute pleasure having you on. Where are you viewing and calling in from, Tabiko? Let everyone know.
Joburg, innit?
I've asked him. Sorry, where are you calling from?
South Africa.
Amazing. Worldwide trippers. This is what we like to see. We're worldwide people. Brilliant stuff. Brilliant stuff. Tabiko, talk to us. What do you want to talk about? What do you want to ask about? Ask away, man. The platform is yours, brother.
Please don't mention please don't mention Bitcoin, Tabiko.
Come on. Okay, I have questions for the three of you. I'll just start with Avi. What are your comments on the club's development in terms of youth players? Over the past year, we've had players like...
he's frozen.
Oh, I think he was talking about... Did you get his
question?
Yeah, I think it was about development of the football club and how we're bringing the youngsters in. I think he mentioned Curtis Jones.
Okay, is he back really there? Okay, go on, go for it while we try.
I'll carry on. Yeah. So, yeah, we've seen the development of Curtis Jones now more and more into the first team. And I think, you know, we've got some on the sort of fringes, you know, Leighton Clarkson, who I rate quite highly, he's played against Midtjylland in the Champions League this season. He's coming through. And then obviously we've got a few youngsters sort of knocking on the door, you know, in the under-18s. Obviously, Musielowski, who Grizz, I know you're a big fan of. We've got the kid that we nicked from City, James Balagizi. Oh. And, you know, Leighton Stewart, who unfortunately is just, he's just done his ACL. You know, there's a lot of talk of him being a natural goal scorer. And, you know, people say he's, you know, he reminds him of Fernando Torres. So, yeah, I think, you know, it's good. And then, yeah, Kieran Thorne just said as well. I know Kieran Thorne knows this guy quite well, the little kid as well, Kai Gordon, who's come from Derby. Mm-hmm. So he's another one who's supposed to be meant to be a really good talent. So I think we're doing well. You know, we're bringing Curtis Jones in. Let's see next season. You know, Nico Williams is on the fringes, you know, being an understudy to Trent. But it's just one of those, isn't it? We'd love to go on.
Where does what position does Cade Gordon play in?
He's sort of like a central midfielder, but he can play off the wings as well. Kieran Thorne probably would tell us where he plays, but he is meant to be like a midfielder, even a deep-lying midfielder from the games I've seen him. But okay. Kieran Thorne can probably comment, because I don't know how he knows him, but he knows him quite well. Left side of the front three, there you go. Left side of the front three. Attacking midfielder, there you go, yeah.
Our friend's back. I hope you're satisfied with that answer. To the question, did you have anything else to ask, brother?
Yes, I have a question for Gav. Sorry about the connection there.
No problem, man.
I'm really focused on young players, and for Gav, I just want to ask, what do you think is the next step for Harvey Elliott?
Great.
Do you bring him back, play him in, loan him out for Premier League experience? What do you think is the next step for him?
Great question. And Kieran B asks as well, will Harvey Elliott make it at Liverpool? Grizz doesn't think he will, just off the bat.
He didn't ask me, he asked you.
No, but I'm just letting you know what Grizz thinks. with regards to Harvey Elliott, brilliant move from Championship, decent side in Blackburn. Goals, assists, and listen, the Championship is fast, it's aggressive, it's physical, and that's what he needs, because when you look at Harvey Elliott, you think he's slight, but he's only 17 years of age, he still has grown to do. For me, yeah, I'd have him in our squad next season. I genuinely would. I think you could end up going down the route of Harry Wilson if you keep loaning him. I think you need to make a decision on him. I know he's really, really young, but I think he's such a talent that for me, I would have him around their squad next season without a shadow of a doubt. I think they're going to have Nico Williams. Curtis Jones is a different issue. I think Curtis Jones has just stepped up a couple of levels. But, you know, we've seen so many players go out on loan, and it doesn't happen. Marco Grujic, you know what I mean? Look at him. He was a couple of million quid, and he's not getting anywhere near Liverpool. It's worrying at times when you see players go out on loan and they continue to do so. I wouldn't. Where Harvey Elliott, I think, is such a big talent and left footed and so graceful on the ball, and he has everything about him. I think I'm saying Grizz doesn't think he make a Liverpool. I think Grizz's worry is probably around his pace. But I think as a player like that, I think he could really add something to Liverpool's squad, and I think this experience this season will be huge for him.
Avs, you want to say anything, touch on Harvey Elliott very quickly?
I think he's a good player. I think it's gonna be, where will he settle in? I don't think he'll be a front three player like on the other side. I think he'll be in a midfield three. Reminds me of a young Jack Wilshere when he was first coming through. I think he's an exceptional talent. I don't think he needs a lot of pace for the way he plays. He can see a through ball. He's got a great vision. But I do see him definitely in and around the squad. I think one more loan for him next season, and then we'll see him really push through.
Okay. Tabiko, that's your questions. Did you have any more? We'll mainly
just for you, Grizz. Yeah, last more for you.
Go on,
and
man.
You have to answer this. You have to answer this with yes or no. I'll just give you one name.
They're the ones I like. Go on.
This is great. What's the name?
You got to say that again, Tabiko. We couldn't hear you.
Did he say
Luis Suarez?
Oh, for the summer, Chris.
Luis Suarez. If your question, I don't know.
At Capella University, education is as smart as the world around us. With the FlexPath format, you can take classes at your own pace, set your own deadlines, and even leverage your previous experience to move faster. Now that's smart. Learn more at capella.edu.
I got all of it, but I'm assuming it's. Are we interested or would I take him? Would I take him? Oh, would I take him? Even if he gave us another season or two of that magic. Can you imagine having you, Luis Suarez?
He's way past that, Grizz. He's way past that.
He asked me.
He's past it, mate.
He asked me.
Sorry, go on.
Right, thank you. I didn't interrupt your answers. So he asked me and I said I would take him. Now, whether we're interested or whether we were likely to bring him back, absolute no chance, zero chance. I know Stephen Dunn's saying yes or no answer, Grizz, but listen, you shut up as well. It's my show as well. Everyone can shut up when it's my show. So, yeah, Tabiko, I'd take him personally all day long. I don't think Liverpool are remotely interested in him.
I hope that
answered your question. Tabiko, it was great, great having you on, pal. Look after yourself, and thank you so much for coming on, man. Take care. You.
Thanks a lot.
No problem.
Thank you.
Have a good one, mate.
Yeah, so some hard questions there. I know I was asked a yes or no answer, but you know, you have to give questions.
Yes, I know. 100-page essay.
Everything. I love this. Everything in life needs context. You can't just give yes, no answers and you know.
Well, he asked you yes or no. He didn't ask for context, did he? He just said yes or no. Would you take?
Yeah, but I didn't hear him, so I wanted to make sure I've covered all his angles.
But you definitely heard the yes or no bit, and you definitely heard the yes or no.
All right, but you know, come on, you got to make something out of something. I didn't know what he said, so I had to cover all angles. Gav, moving on. Yeah. Swiftly moving on. Yeah. I believe you got a couple of questions from the Discord channel. So talk to us about that.
Brilliant, by the way. We've relaunched that.
It's popping off.
In the description of this video is the link to the Discord group and links to everything else, the new website and everything. But the Discord group is fucking unbelievable. The email, I've had to knock off my email notifications on it because they just keep lashing into my phone. But on the Discord, there's loads of different topics. But of course, we threw up carnage and I did get some questions. And the first one comes from Cyber Sims, and he asks, he's just asking about the transfer business for the summer, you know, and a couple of people have kind of asked about it, you know, there's a couple of people have similar stuff kind of putting it into, you know, what way do we see the transfer going? And there was another fella called, I think his name was Pasty Man, he was asking about the spend in the summer as well. Cyber Sims was asking about the transfer business, you think we'll do. But Pasty Man added to that with, you know, what's changed since January that makes us think that something big will happen in the summer. So, that's probably the question from the lads. Transfer business in the summer, what do you think we will do and what's changed since January for you?
Go on, Mr. Avi. You can start off with that nice and easy one. I know there's about 2-3 questions in one, but, you know, just give an overall.
Well, it's not really. It's what do you think we'll do in the transfer window in the
summer?
Okay,
well, there's your question.
And the second part of it is, and what for you would make you think that's from January to summer, what's changed? Because we've done nothing in January.
Mm. So shall I just go all in, shall I?
You can do what you like, bud.
I won't hold back then. I think we're going big in the summer. I think we will get a signing in first week of June, confirmed. And I think what's changed is the form of this season. The squad depth has changed. The players that have come in to replace the players that have been injured are deemed not good enough. We know they're not good enough. And I think come June, summer, I think we will spend before we get rid of any of the deadwood. And it's going to be a different change of policy with FSG and Klopp and Edwards and all the recruitment team this summer.
Okay.
And you can hold me to this as well.
The phrase we use, you can log that.
I think a centre back on top of, I do feel that we will go through with Kabak, a midfielder and a forward. I think four to five players definitely. And maybe a freebie as a keeper.
Okay. Gav, you can answer the question yourself as well as part of the panel.
What's changed since January? They were too clever. They were trying to be too clever in January. You know, the big one for me in January is Coletta Carr, that they looked to do a deal on the 31st of January for. And they would have got him, only for, apparently, Marseille said, no, look, we can't get a replacement in and pull the plug. Coletta Carr was on a runway somewhere waiting to get on a plane to head to Liverpool. They tried to be too clever and it didn't work. So it might not have been down to money in January. My biggest thing in January was, why aren't you doing it in the first week? We all know this. Don't tell me that you're waiting to see how Matip sorts itself out, because you know how Matip sorts itself out. With regards to the summer, I think Avi's mad if he thinks 4 or 5 are coming in. I really do. I think there may be a signing, like Avi says, early in June or whatever it might be, but that may be something that's just in the pipeline and is ready to go. And, you know, it's happening regardless, because you know yourself, you have to get rid of players before you buy players. And that's not just because, FSG are like that. That makes perfect business sense. You don't buy all these players and then look to sell, because when you look to sell, they go, well, we can give them fuck all because they're desperate. You know what I mean? So it's a very kind of tactical thing in the summer. I think you'll see a centre back. I'd like to see a big name centre back, because in my head now, I think it's Van Dijk plus this centre back or Gomez, and then Gomez or somebody else, you know, as a fourth choice. So I'd like to see them go big on a centre back, and you'd be left with Van Dijk, Gomez, this centre back, and then choose, you know, pick whatever you want. Take Kabak. You don't take him. Take Phillips as your fourth choice. I don't mind. The Matip one, I think the decision they make on Matip is huge on centre half. I keep saying it. Midfield wise, it looks like Wijnaldum will leave. I'm not mad happy about that. Because I think if Wijnaldum leaves, you need to, because I think Ox will go. So, and if Ox doesn't go, I think it's a bad window. As simple as that. Don't care what else you do, because you're going to be left then with Wijnaldum gone, Ox, you bring someone in, you're left with Ox, and he's been fit for ages and he's not playing. you know, Keita still has to show that he's reliable. Milner's another year older. You know, you have the rest of the lads. You hope Curtis Jones comes on, but I think you need another one. I'd love to see Auer come in. And up front, the front three as they are, Jota and one more, and you move Origi. I think if you went into the season with the three lads up front, Jota and another top quality forward, I'm quite good with that. So three would be fine.
You didn't even have four there, Gav.
No, I didn't. Three would be fine. A centre back, a centre midfielder for Ox, and a forward, possibly four if Wijnaldum goes. But I don't think 5-6. If it gets to 5 or 6, it's fringe players. It's not 5 or 6 players that you're looking to absolutely push the first 11, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I pretty much agree with sort of between you guys, what you said between you guys. My personal opinion is of the same. I think we'll have a very busy summer, and that doesn't always mean incomings. I think this is a huge summer to have a clear out. It's possibly the worst summer for a clear out. In fact, it is the worst summer for a clear out. But when people are asking what's changed, it's the state of the squad and the imbalance of the squad and the need, as it seems we're going to be without Champions League football. Hopefully I'm proved wrong, but the fact that FSG will be stung by that and they will want to rectify it. We've discussed FSG's policies to death on various shows, and we all agreed on one point, that they always act when they have to, when they really, really have to. And this is a summer they're going to have to act, lads. And I truly believe they will. So, you know, that's my opinion. I think we're looking at three players minimum. But the difference in quality will be huge as compared to in previous seasons, where we've bought potential world stars. I think we're going for very good players that are already playing at a very high level. Sorry, Ava, you can carry on while I have a drink of water.
I wanted to ask Gav the question. Gav, if you had a choice of selling Phillips for 8 million and getting Kabak in, say, for the proposed 8 million, would you do a deal?
I still think it comes back to Mata Bavi. I'm being honest with you. I think Van Dijk and Gomez would be two centre backs, right? If you make a decision on Matip that you're keeping him, I don't think you keep Phillips or Kabak. I still think a big name centre half has to come in. Somebody that's going to actually be probably push Gomez out of sight. You know, and I'm not saying we should get Gomez out of sight. What I'm saying is you should, someone with the absolute potential to just go, listen, I'm here, I'm available all fucking season. You know, all things being equal, I'm available all season, and I'm better than you, Joe Gomez. You know what I mean? I don't want to see Van Dijk, Gomez, you make a decision to keep Matip, but then you bring somebody in as a fourth choice. I'm kind of going, that's pointless. You have Kabak and Phillips there if you want to make a fourth choice decision. You know, you should be looking at Van Dijk as one, another centre half to come in who's number two or three, and the same be said for Gomez, and a fourth choice. That's why I think if they make a big signing at centre back, I think Matip will go. I don't think he'll settle for fourth choice, even though, you know, his injury record isn't great. So, Avi, I'm being honest with you. If he brought in a Shores or a Botman, right, to go with Van Dijk and Gomez, and he kept Phillips or Kabak and Matip went, I'm absolutely fine with that. The reliability thing has just gone through the roof for me over the last eight months. And look, people will say, well, Matip plays, he's brilliant. He absolutely is, but he doesn't play enough. And this is going through our squad now with Inox and Keita and stuff like that. And you just see how it affects the rest of the squad now, have you? Like, players are being ran into the ground and they're being asked to just churn her out every 3 days for 6-7 months. It just doesn't work, have you? You know what I mean? I'd rather have a slight step down in quality, but reliability. And that's maybe just me reacting a little bit to the season too much. But I think the centre-half situation will more or less depend on what they decide to do with Matip.
I think the two positions that we're nailed on to spend big is centre back and centre forward stroke attacker. And I think that's a dead cert. I know people are very wary of past summers and us not spending money and sort of relying on sales. And, you know, us guys have been chatting privately about what we're likely to see. As I said, it's going to be a very active summer. I can see Deadwood being sold for amount, for the total amount of, let's say for argument's sake, the top of my head, 60, 70 million, right? And I included Ox in that, Gav. I totally agree with you. So, you know, the usual suspects, we don't need to go through the lads that we know are on the way out or we'd like to sell. And then it all depends on how much FSG dip into their own pockets. And this is where I think they will, because 70 million will get you your two, sort of 70 million will get you a very good midfielder and a very good center back. And that gives you, and the rest of the money they put in will depend on what kind of attacker we get. Because I personally think we're guaranteed to get three signings. Four will be amazing and perfect, but three is very, very much the bare minimum. And I think we all agree that a center back, a center mid, if Gini goes, and an attacker is the bare minimum. But we'll see.
Well, you know, just to finish off this little bit, I just want a one word answer from you, okay?
Okay.
And it came from Red S on Discord, and he just said, Matip, keep or sell? Avi?
Sell. Get ready.
Chris?
Sell.
Okay. All yeah. The same.
Yeah. I mean, look, we all know, we all value his talent when he's on the pitch. He's just not on the fucking pitch enough, lads. Fuck that. We've had the season, as Gav says, fed up of the unreliability of some players. And I truly, truly believe that Klopp is now as well. You know, he can't, there's only so much loyalty he can show to these people. Anything else from the Discord before we go into something else?
I'll throw this one out here. Cyber Sims asked earlier as well about Duncan Castles going on about Kylian Mbappe. This isn't happening, boys. Come on.
Avi, you want to touch upon it? Avi?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know how to answer this.
If we get Champions League,
okay, look,
would help.
All right, Gav, you can be nice to me once in a while.
No.
Look, if we get Champions League football, there's a reason I've put this PSG shirt up there, right?
Oh!
And the questions are coming in, okay? And I'm not saying I'm in the know, and I know Liverpool inside out. Look, I don't. But I do know if we get Champions League football, Kylian Mbappe is 100%. We will definitely be in the reckoning for Kylian
Mbappe. Don't say in the 100%.
Conversation.
I think...
And look, his last year of the contract, when Klopp wants a player, guys, and I've said this before, when he wants a player, look, this is going back when he wanted Matip at Schalke, he wanted Ox at Arsenal, he wanted Naby Keita a season early, we got him. He wanted Van Dijk, you know, shunned every defender that was named to him in the summer of 2017 because we made a balls of a job getting him in that summer. So he said, no, I'll rather wait for Van Dijk. We got him in January. When Klopp wants a player, he will get his player and FSG will pump up. They will pay the money. His deal with Nike this summer is coming to a renewal. There's the LeBron, Kylian, Mbappe stuff going on. We know LeBron's just had a major, he's got another sort of major stake in FSG and they've given him more of a share. It all bodes, I think it just all adds up to something huge in the summer. I think if we get Champions League football.
Are you saying then, because I don't know what Kylian Mbappe costs you, he's out of contract in 2022, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what he costs you. But are you going at this from the angle of they're renewing Nike and Nike will say to him, listen, we'll throw X amount in the pot extra for you, and you go to Liverpool for this amount of money.
Gav, Nike will not want their huge prized asset to go to a team like Real Madrid, who are majorly an Adidas sort of company, Adidas endorsed company. They won't. They
so
want
that's,
to keep
that, that, that's the angle you're
that's,
going.
That's the line.
150 years of breakthroughs, milestones, and triumphs. 150 years of Children's National Hospital. 150 years of generous community support. You can give kids a future where they get freckles instead of chemotherapy and paper cuts instead of surgery. Children's National Hospital. 150 years stronger with your help. Please give today. Visit childrensnational.org/150years. That's childrensnational.org/150years.
I'm going to, Barcelona won't get him because Barcelona is sponsored by Nike. They won't go for him. Spurs are nowhere near him. It leaves us, you know, and we are Nike's biggest pull in North America. We are the biggest pull for Nike. Hence, I do believe if a package, if an overall package can be done where Nike intervene as well, a deal is possible. A deal is possible. That doesn't mean it's happening, guys. It's possible.
I'll just quickly throw my threepence in there before we move on, because Mbappe, you know, everyone calls it a pipe dream, and who wouldn't want him? Just my very quick opinion on it, and some of it is from sort of hearing a few things here and there and knowing someone who's actually one of the intermediaries in this possible trying to do a deal. And I can safely say, Liverpool fans, I can safely say Liverpool will do all they can to try to get Kylian Mbappe this summer. Whether they get him in the end, come on. We know only Liverpool know that, and if Mbappe knows that, if it's going to happen. But he's a number.
Is it more in Mbappe's interest than to just say, listen, I'll stick at PSG for another year, I'll run down the contract, and I'll walk away?
That's if PSG let him do that, and that is a possibility as well. Oh, they can force him out. They can sell him. Of course they can.
Not at all.
If PSG decide that they not having that, and they will take 100 million for him, because that's, look, he's going to go for about 120 million when his final year of his contract. It's not the fee. Mbappe's situation is not a no-go because of the fee. I can guarantee you that. It's of course based around his wages and his huge, crazy wage demands.
Yeah.
But as I said, FSG are working overtime, Gav, overtime to try to make this deal happen. Whether that's a way of doing it, if that's a way of doing it, like you've suggested, I've heard that as well, that he sits out another year and then becomes a free agent, very much, that's very much possible. But that gets complicated because of his club maybe not wanting to let that happen.
Yeah.
Look, we're not in the driving seat. Of course we're not. But we're in the back seat just waiting.
Okay.
So, you know, that's what you're giving it. Yeah. I couldn't think of a better analogy.
Yeah, you're definitely writing it off, aren't you?
You are?
You're definitely writing it off, aren't you?
I would write nothing off, but I know that's why I was asking you about the angle that you come at, with regards to Nike and stuff like that. And people would laugh at that and say, nah, sure. But listen, we know the way endorsements work. You know, you see it like all across sports, American football, NBA, whatever it might be. You see players being traded, all right? And they get traded and they're like, oh, they're going for this. And they're going, but it's the endorsements. It's where the people want to put them. And listen, at the end of the day, you can talk about at times like, you know, trophies and stuff like that. But and that's very important to people. But money drives this fucking game, Avi. And that's the truth. Mm. You know, in 10 years' time, Kylian Mbappe won't have the pace he has now. And people will say he's washed up, but he could have a serious injury. Like, my concern over Kylian Mbappe in a footballing sense is pace is so much part of his game that he Michael owns himself. And, he's just never the same.
Don't say that.
No, I'm just saying, because that's what you look at a player.
The money
is huge. The money is astronomical, but I wouldn't write anything off, especially with Nike being involved. But I think I look at it, and when you look at, like, Klopp loves a good player, but he also loves a harmony in a squad. Does that affect your harmony when a fella comes in and he's on 400 grand a week and the rest are on, your next top earner is on 50% of that? Look, there's loads around it. You just have to wait and see. It's an interesting one, but there's a couple of super chats. Can I just read them out? Thoughts on FFP?
Of course you can. You can take over if you want.
No, I'm not. I'm just doing it so you don't have to. Thoughts on FFP being scrapped. I think that it was never there for me.
In the first place.
Yeah.
I
love this.
Our friend from Norway, I believe.
Yeah.
Resident Norway fan. How you doing, pal? Does Grizz enjoy Pakistani ice cream kulfi?
Is that real?
Yeah,
it's actually nice.
It's actually not.
No, come on, Grizz. It's lovely, mate. What are you talking about? Kulfi is lovely, yeah.
So, look, the question says, does Grizz enjoy it? It doesn't say, does Avi enjoy it? So, I don't enjoy it. But I can imagine it's very popular.
Is it like double-decker ice cream? Because you love that.
No, it's totally like separate. Yeah.
All right.
Have you described to him what kulfi is like? Describe to Gav what kulfi is.
Gav, you never had like Indian ice cream?
No. Oh, please don't ask Gav what he's made. Potatoes.
I don't know Indians.
Maximum.
Pistachio sort of ice cream, but just like pistachio. Pistachio and her, like sort of
that's it,
I don't know,
yeah.
you
No, look, listen.
I can't describe it, but it's nice. But I don't know
I just have standard ice cream. Like, if there's no way I'm wandering off.
Got to get your gulab jamun then, Gav. Got to get Gav a gulab jamun.
Look, you'll be lucky to, fry an egg for Gav. Even he likes eggs boiled, fuck's sake.
I don't eat eggs. Only an omelet.
Potatoes then. You'll be lucky to give mash his potatoes up.
I don't eat them at the moment. Wake up.
But yeah, we've got another guest ready to step in. Let's get him in on here. We have welcome to the show, Jack. How you doing, pal?
Yeah, not bad, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Great to have you on, pal. Great to have you.
Thanks for having me.
I know you was patiently waiting in the background while we were talking about random Pakistani ice creams, but listen, this is what carnage does. Go for it, man. Gav, Avi, I think Jack's got some questions for us. Fire away, Jack. What did you want to talk about?
Yeah, well, you've covered most of my questions anyway, but I've got one more for you. So, obviously, the Africa Cup of Nations is on next season now, and Salah, Keita, Mane, they've all gone through. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be missing for part of the season, and Salah potentially also for the Olympics at the start of next season. What do you think Klopp's going to be thinking about? Do you think he'll be thinking about that and getting another striker in to contemplate for that?
Great question. Who wants to take that first?
I'll go. The African Nations stuff. I genuinely, Jack, I check this every month or two because I completely forget when it's on. I thought they'd moved it to a summer, and then they tell me, no, it's too hot in the summer, so they've moved it to January. I think that's the last thing I read on it. It's an interesting one because, as you say, Keita, Mane, Salah, and if they're all in it, you're missing them for a period around January and possibly into February, isn't it? So, and then they come back and, you don't know if they come back with an injury and stuff like that. So I think it will affect us this summer. The Olympics, of course, is coming up. There is talk that Salah will bypass the Olympics and it won't happen. But then again, he's the biggest fella in Egyptian sport. So they're going to want him there, aren't they? But I think it will affect our transfer policy. I'm sure there's players out there that Liverpool will be heavily linked with that are, from Africa and will have a chance to play in this African Nations. And I think at some stage it has to come into the reckoning, because if you sign another two and then you're down five squad members come that January, you're kind of looking going, oh, lads, we might be able to look after three, but if it gets to four or five. So it'll be interesting to see who's linked with us in the summer, if they are of African origin, and if they can play in the African Nations Cup. But it's a worry. It definitely is, because I remember the last time Mane went off to an African Nations and we felt the bits. It is a worry for me.
Avi?
Yeah, I think Salah will go to the Olympics. I think the 2018 World Cup, when he had all the sponsorship deals with the Egyptian Airlines and whatnot, Vodafone, there was some hoo-ha, wasn't it? And he wasn't fit because of, obviously, the shoulder injury that he occurred at the Champions League final. I think he will go to the Olympics. I think the African Nations, I know they have confirmed it for mid-January next season, but I think they're waiting for confirmation. So it could well be still in that sort of early summer in Africa next year. But I think Mane, Salah, Naby, I'm sitting on one of those. I think I'd be surprised if one of them isn't gone out of the club by the summer. I think Salah stays, but I think there's question marks 100% on Mane and Naby. So this hopefully summer. This summer, yeah. I think there's question marks over Naby and Mane. I think there are. But yeah, it is a problem, but I think most clubs have them as well. I remember Chelsea once with Drogba, Kalou, all of them, Essien, they went and they obviously had a strong enough squad because of the money they had. But it will be interesting to see which way we go in the summer if we do bring any players of sort of like the African descent and, if they go away in the January. But yeah, like Jonathan just said, players that we've been linked with, Dakar and Basuma, you do wonder if we do go through, if we do keep the three that we've got at the club at the moment.
Yeah, my thoughts finally, Jack, probably the least relevant, but of importance, but I'll give you them anyway. This is why I'm 100% certain that we will reinforce the attack. We all know that we will be in for at least one. And I think depending on sales, that is where we're going to sort of look to get one more in, because of the fact that the African Nations takes place in what's usually the busiest or the most
Just beyond the busiest part of the season.
Yeah.
I was going to say, just beyond the busiest where players are fatigued the most. And so therefore, the strength of the squad absolutely has to kick in. And so therefore, it's definitely on our minds. It will be on the recruitment team's minds. They will have to have something in place. Jota's an absolute certain nailed on for that. Bobby, if he's staying, you know, again, if he's not sold, whatever. And then we'll need one more of world-class levels. And that's where I think we're going to target this summer, to try to bring in someone who's going to be very, very useful, of course, throughout the season, but especially in that part of the season going forward as well. Was there anything else, Jack, that you wanted to ask?
No, like I said, you've covered most of it anyway.
Can I ask you something, Jack?
Anyway. Sorry,
can I ask you something?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So you've asked that question to us about, you know, them three possibly going away. So
yeah,
taking all our thoughts into consideration, and I agree with Grizz. I think it may be a factor in what we do in the forward line, and absolutely going to, you know, instead of a level two player, going to an absolute level one player to make sure we're covered in that area. What player would you like to see come in?
Personally, I'd love to see Haaland come in.
Yeah,
but I think the way we play at the moment, especially with a lot of teams playing the low block against us, I think he's perfect to counter that. Like you said before, Mbappe uses his pace a lot. There's not going to be much space in behind to use his pace. So I think Haaland's probably the better option there.
I fully agree with you.
There's a shout in here that we've managed to get Harry Wilson on the show. I can't find it now. have you had that thrown at you before, Jack? Because
no,
because well, looking at it, he does look a bit like Harry Wilson, doesn't he, lad?
Yeah,
I was gonna say Harry, Jack. thank you so much for coming on, pal. It's been
an absolute thanks for having me as well.
No problem, pal. Take care of yourself.
Okay, bye.
Cheers, bye.
Yeah, that's we have to think about these things.
Yeah,
you know,
we do.
You know, I know we've discussed this season and we've talked about the disastrous situation that the injuries have left us. Can you imagine? Hey, lads, can you imagine if this season was African nations as well on top of the injuries? Can you imagine what would have happened?
But that's the thing. Like, I'm not going to pretend I follow African nations stuff, but have the qualifiers even been completed?
I think Guinea just qualified today, didn't they?
Okay. So this isn't a tournament that's being moved. This is a tournament that they just couldn't decide if it was going to be January or June, am I right?
That's right. This is the main one.
No, I know it's the main. I know it's the main one. What I'm saying is, you know the way the Euros is being moved? Euro 2020 is being moved to 2021. Was this African Nations due to be played before and they've moved?
That's right.
Is that the case? Where is it being held? Because I heard that, you know, they've decided now they can't play in the summer because it's really hot.
My money's in Africa.
Congo.
Yeah, I know it's in Africa. It's Congo was being played in.
Dominican Republic of Congo, I think.
It's not a quiz, Avi. Have you just guessed that? Whatever, do you know? We're not in a quiz.
Well, it's better guess than what you said. You just said Africa for no
reason. And I was right.
Yeah, but you've got to name something in Africa. You can't just say Africa. Africa is a continent.
Yeah, but if I don't know it, I won't say it. You just guessed and throw out. It's actually Cameroon.
It's Cameroon, sorry.
According to Sulab, this is my point. And this is why you always lose when we have quizzes.
But you see this Cameroon, right? So was it due to be played the summer just gone?
Yes.
Yeah, it's all muddled up. That's what it is.
Okay, so why did they just move it 1 year to the next summer? Because
you've got Qatar as well, the Qatar World Cup as well next summer.
Okay, so that's going to be an issue as well. All right, so there's loads going on there. Okay.
Yeah. Dinesh just confirms that. Thanks for the super chat, by the way. He confirms that it's 2022. We do know that, Dinesh. We were just sort of trying to work out how it was moved.
No. What his original question was, how will they fit a Winter World Cup in 2022? He said 2020 and he changed it to 2022.
World Cup's that's in Christmas time, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I think World Cup final is on Christmas Eve or something. But no, it is, and it is something we have to consider, boys, because, like,
I think Copa America's next summer as well.
Yeah, it's for me, it's just something that, you know, you have to look at it and you have to say to yourself, we're going to be missing three. If we sign any more, we're going to be missing four or five. So it definitely comes into the reckoning when you look at this summer and next January with regards to signings.
Lad, it's a good segue into what I wanted to talk about. Someone asked about sort of in my DMs, I ask for questions and for today. And someone asked about, let's not even look that further forward. Let's look at this summer and the Euros. Is there any concerns for you guys with the Virgil van Dijk situation? So basically, Virgil van Dijk is, from what I understand and from what the national manager revealed in a press conference that he's been told, is that Virgil van Dijk is...
Turn off your laptop. We're on staycation.
I'm on TotalWine.com. They have so many rosés, chardonnays, and proseccos. It feels like a real vacation.
Wondrous selection, helpful guides, ridiculously low prices. Total Wine and more.
Around 8 weeks away from first team full training. That kind of ties in with most of the sports scientists' estimations in terms of when he would likely to be start even
when
training.
When does the Euros kick off?
June.
Middle of June?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm guessing, yeah.
Yeah, it's usually around the 10th, 11th, 12th, somewhere around that in June. So we're looking at Grizz 8 weeks from now is 8 weeks from now is the end of May.
End of May. So Kevin listen, Sullivan, the story
Sullivan says there. Kevin Sullivan says there. Holland will pick him, and there's fuck all we can do to stop it.
Well, no, I don't think it's simple as that.
Can I say a little piece?
Let me finish the question, and then you lot. Let me say it to you guys, and then you lot take the floor. So look, we've got to take it from both angles. We've got to look at it from both sides, right? Virgil van Dijk, it will be his first major tournament. And he's captain. Am I right, lads? Yeah. He's captain.
Well, he played in the Nations League. He played in the Nations League tournament.
Major tournament, guys. Come on, Avi. Nation League, right? It's like that's like the Littlewoods Cup, isn't it? Or really League.
Well, they can't.
No one cares about that. Well, you might count it, but you're 19. We're talking about adults. Adults yeah. Don't count the Nations League, right? So we're looking
people
at
people that can grow beards don't count the Nations League.
Do you know what I mean? So look, you're gonna not let me finish. I'm gonna give you like some people are saying bullying you. I'm gonna bully you, right? If you keep batting in. So
I love you still.
The situation is right, lads. It's his first major tournament. He's what 29.
30 in June.
He's desperate to play in this World Cup.
Has to be.
He thinks, according to his people around him and his fitness people around him, he will be ready to play. Liverpool naturally are fucking shit scared of letting him go and letting him play. Avi, give me your thinking personally, and then give me what you think will happen. What you would do and what Jurgen Klopp will do.
Well, Van Dijk and his... I know he worked with Dr. Stedman's protege. So Dr. Stedman's a well-renowned doctor out here in Colorado. He's done everyone's ACL and whatnot, you guys know. Mm-hmm. So his protege, he's young and a bit like me and you, Grizz. He oversaw Van Dijk's stuff in Dubai. So he was out in Dubai, wasn't he? Mm-hmm. And Van Dijk, he's confident that he's a lot closer than what the club medics thinks and mm-hmm. the physios and whatnot. So it's not Chris. Before everyone starts shouting down on Chris Morgan, it's not him. It's like all the physiotherapists and whatnot that do his recovery, cooling and whatnot. So he thinks he's a lot closer than what we've been told by the media, by what Klopp said. If I was Van Dijk, 29, one of the best defenders in the world, coming up to 30 in June, it's my first international tournament with Holland leading that team, I go. If it means I've not played any games after October for Liverpool because of my ACL, I would. If I'm fit, I go. Right.
That's if you was. You're in Van Dijk's.
If I was Virgil. I go. If I've, you know, obviously he's from Holland. He's got the love for his country. He wants to represent Holland. When was the last time they competed in a tournament? Have they even qualified in the last eight years? I don't think they have they? So
yeah, they've been on a downward.
He's got another Euros potentially. So this Euros, and he's got a World Cup in him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he looks after himself, yeah, he's probably got another Euros in him. But this is their probably best chance. They've got a good team as well. Forget about yesterday's result. Holland have got a good team as well. They've got a good nucleus of players. And with him, he improves them. We all know the impact that he has on any team. But if I was him, I would go. But it's all about what Klopp thinks. Can he play every 3 days? You know, if they get beyond the qualified, the knockout stages, can his knee, you know, take it? And then he's got to come back pre-season, which is, we know, is strenuous under Klopp and Kornmeyer and Kravitz and Linders, then go into the season. That's just my only big worry. It depends. I mean, they've got a great relationship. We know what Klopp has said about Van Dijk. We know he's waited for him when he was at Southampton and whatnot. So it's going to, I do think there's going to be some kind of, you know, I think it could come into a collision, not in a bad way, but it's going to be a bit of, wait a minute, is your body ready to play 3 games in the space of 9 days?
So what happens?
What happens is you touch a word that he comes back for us first and foremost, that he gets a chance.
So you think he goes?
I think we see him this. But I've been saying that we see him for Liverpool this season. Then he goes off to Holland. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. We didn't.
But it's a difficult one. It's difficult. What do we do with the player that wants to go? You can't stop him. You can't physically say, Virgil, you cannot go to the Euros. He will go. He will probably defy Klopp. Let's not beat around the bush. He will. But yeah, go on, Gav. I'll let Gav chime in.
I think it's important what Abby just said there. If he sees a game for Liverpool before the end of the season, if he plays for Liverpool before the end of the season, he 100% goes to the Euros. You can't bring him in and put him into the Liverpool side at the back end of a season, but potentially if we're around Champions League semi-finals and stuff like that, and then tell him he can't go and play for important games for Holland. It's worrying though what Avi says there. You know, he believes he's ahead of schedule despite what Liverpool's medics say. That's worrying. For me, that straight away tells me that there's some sort of pushback going on there. Now, I could be completely wrong, but, you know, if the word coming out from one camp is, oh, no, he's ahead of it, and the other camp, i.e. Liverpool, are saying, no, he's 8 weeks off. If he's 8 weeks off starting full training, he doesn't go to the Euros. I'm sorry. He just doesn't. 8 weeks from now is the fucking end of May. It's 2 weeks before the Euros start. He doesn't go to the Euros on 2 weeks full training after the injuries have been out 7 months. I don't think he does. I understand he's 29 and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, the club pay his wages, you know, and it's harsh on him. Someone says they're the World Cup's next season. You know what I mean? It's all good. I think it's unfortunate for us that the Euros are there, because in a perfect world, Van Dijk comes back into full training middle of May, or he might get a game here or there, and then he's put on a proper programme to get him through into pre-season and ready and absolutely foreign. I think it is a risk in the summer, but I think it'll all depend if he plays for Liverpool. If he plays for Liverpool, he goes. It's as simple as that. But if he doesn't, if it's the end of May, he starts full training, I think it's absolutely ludicrous that he goes to the Euros.
I think there's a lot of power games behind the scenes being played. I think when Klopp recently came out and said, he said in a nutshell, there's no chance Virgil going to the Euros. I think he said that knowing that he's not going to risk him in a Liverpool game before the end of the season, because I think you're spot on, Gav. I think if he's seen to be playing him in a Liverpool game, even if someone asked earlier in the chat, if it's a European Cup final, do you risk Virgil van Dijk? You know, that's a fucking tricky one, because then he has to release him for Holland, you see, if he comes through that game.
Yeah, but so I don't think you should think like that, Chris. This should be about Virgil van Dijk and not only the immediate short-term future of him, but the medium and long-term for him as well, because he's a massive Liverpool, asset for you.
Jurgen Klopp and Liverpool will absolutely be thinking like that, Gav. They absolutely, and that's why they're adamant internally that he's not going. But this is where the clash is a bit controversial or sort of, you know, edgy maybe, but this is where a slight agreement will have to be, you know, taken place. A few talks will have to take place, a bit of cajoling from Klopp and the people at Liverpool, because, you know, Virgil, it's been said Virgil 100% has in his mind to go to the Euros with Holland and captain them. And this is where I think that there's a slight issue possible. Yeah, go on, Avs.
Do you guys remember Zidane at 2002 World Cup? when he went with France and they lost to Senegal the first game. He was never fit. He shouldn't have even gone. But, you know, reluctantly, he went with the France squad. They lost to Senegal the first game. I don't think he started the second game either. I think that was against Uruguay. And then they lost to Denmark, I think. And he just, it was just a waste of space of having him there for the France squad. I know he was the best player in the world at that time, but he shouldn't have gone to that 2002 World Cup. You just fear with Van Dijk, if he does go, so say Holland win their first two sort of games, and they've got a third game, haven't they? And he could be rested for that. And then they go again. Good thing, if the tournament is in England as well, bear in mind, guys, if the tournament is in England, that probably helps our cause, because then we could probably send our physiotherapist and just oversee his sort of recovery. I know the Dutch will have top class sort of physicians and whatnot, but if you've got like our boys there too, like our physios and our therapists, they will probably oversee it. It's just a tough one to call, because I don't, if he genuinely thinks he's fit, I don't blame him for going. He will want to go. And there's nothing that we can stop. And there's nothing that Klopp can do to stop him too.
But the thing is, like, and people have mentioned 8 weeks is actually the date for announcing your squad and stuff like that. So that's another kind of facet to it. But forget the Euros for a minute. Forget it for a minute. If Virgil van Dijk is 8 weeks away from full training, how many weeks do you think he's away from playing for Liverpool? Because it's not nine. It's not nine. Yeah. It's not 10. You know what I mean? Like, we see players now at Liverpool and they go, he's back in full training. You don't see him for 3 weeks. You don't see him. Do you have to get up? You've seen Thiago. Thiago had an injury and people going, why isn't he playing? Why isn't he playing? And everyone knew he's not going to fucking play. He's back in training and he'll be back when he's back. It's not a case of, I'm back in full training on Monday, lads, and I'm playing on Saturday. Unless you're really desperate. I.e., you know, Rooney. Remember Rooney does his metatarsal at Chelsea and it's an absolute rush to get him to a tournament, and I don't think am I right in saying he doesn't?
2006 World Cup, I think.
I think it was 2010, but I could be wrong. 2006, maybe. No, I think
it was a Portugal game, and it's the one that you got sent off in, isn't it? It was that tournament, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought it might be in South Africa. But anyway, that's the sort of thing I'm talking about, you know, rushing a player back and pinning everything on him. It's going to be an interesting one, but I think that the one thing to watch is when he shows up for full training at Liverpool, and if he plays a game, then I think all bets are off then, really are. I have two questions left before we go, by the way.
Go on, Sam.
Are we finished on Van Dijk?
Yeah, well, we're supposed to have another viewer, but... let me just finish what I'm going to say, Avi. I was supposed to have... I was supposed to have another viewer from Denmark, actually. I've tried to make an international show. We've had one from Zimbabwe. We've had someone from Somerset.
Zimbabwe?
The first caller was from Zimbabwe.
Johannesburg, Grizz. Johannesburg. There's a big difference between South Africa and Zimbabwe. What are you talking about?
Okay, I've had a howler. Everyone's allowed a howler. You've had a few in the show. That's my first one. Okay, I've had a howler there.
Zimbabwe, where did that come from, though?
Well, your first howler was the yes or no answer, and you went out before.
No, that doesn't count as a howler, but this is a howler. I'm sorry to South Africans all over the world. I meant South Africa. I had one scheduled from Denmark, but he's just messaged me and saying that there's an absolute a power cut in Denmark for some reason, and he just can't connect. So
That's fair. Get him on next time.
Yeah, we'll get him for next time. Appreciate the effort he's made. So we haven't got any callers left, but we've got Avi to spot in for something. Go on,
I was just going to say, do a yes or no to Gavin Grizz. Does Van Dijk go to the Euros? Yes or no? Don't need context, Grizz.
No.
Gav said no.
Yep. Yes, I said no.
Okay.
Yes.
Oof. I'm going to go with yes.
We didn't ask you, but thanks for your input. Listen, Gav.
I love this.
What's the situation with any more questions then?
Oh, yeah. I have two more questions. So Dynamo Kev on Discord asked about the Champions League. I think he just wants to see how you feel it will go. From a Liverpool point of view and eventual winners and stuff like that. Go on. Who wants to go for it?
I'm excited, Gav. I'm not going to lie. But it doesn't take much for Liverpool fans to get excited this season. The dismal season that we've had.
Danny from Alaska in China.
Go on, Danny, rub it in, why don't you? Right, let me block him for 5 minutes. Danny's a lovely man.
Danny Sound.
But look, Champions League's got me excited.
whenever you're in for a draw for the quarterfinals of the greatest club tournament in the world, how can you not be excited? If someone's asking me outright, do I think we...
Turn off your laptop. We're on staycation.
I'm on TotalWine.com. They have so many rosés, chardonnays, and proseccos. It feels like a real vacation.
Wondrous selection, helpful guides, ridiculously low prices. Total Wine and more.
Win it? No. Have we got a chance of winning it? Yes. Can we win it? Yes. We've had worse squad than this, I believe, in 2005 that actually won the tournament. Let's not forget, we've won this tournament with the likes of Biscan and Traore and Baroš. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, there's nothing to say that we can't. Well, there is. There is.
The 2007 team wasn't great either. Well, we got to the final. We didn't win.
It was stronger. It was stronger than the 2005 team.
Grizz, we had Zenden starting in 2007. How was it?
It was better than the 2005 team, and also the Milan team wasn't as good as the 2005 team. They were 2 years older, and I believe we were the far better team in 2007. But you know, we were unfortunate. So yeah, I'm excited about it. It's something to look forward to. Gav, to who asked that question?
Dynamo Kev asked that. Avi, do you think?
What a name, Dynamo Kev.
Yeah, if you've been watching, Gav, you know my thoughts on this year's Champions League. I'm very confident of beating Madrid. There's some open wounds from 2018 final. And I think we'll take them to the cleaners in the home leg on the 14th of April. No, I do. Now, Grizz, I don't know why you get all negative when I say like we'll take them to the cleaners. You think...
No, I don't get negative.
We have a bit of confidence on this show.
I absolutely don't get negative. Please don't take this the wrong way. I don't get negative. I just from experience, from knowing you and your predictions for the last 3 months that have been 4-0 to Liverpool every game, do you blame me for sort of slightly doubting you or having a sarcastic expression when you say we're going to take him to the cleaners when, you know, we've had the season we've had? That's all it is.
Well, Jota's back. You know, our team's, it's coming together slowly, slowly. I think we'll beat them.
Brilliant. Tubbs, MD2BO, greetings from the Philippines. Amazing. Listen, this is what we love about this show. People from all around the world tuning in. Tell us where you're from. Drop it in the comments. Tell us where you're from. I'll probably get it wrong, but, you know, I'll try my best to read it out properly. But amazing. Gav, before I wrap it up, anything else, pal? I know your Discord's on fire and you've got...
Oh,
I know
you Discord is unbelievable.
Over 20, 30 questions, yeah.
Yeah, no, there was just questions. So what we're trying to do on the Discord is involve people. Like, the stuff on there that's just, you know, random stuff, like your favourite old school dance tunes of the 90s and stuff like that. But we try to throw up... on the day before every show, we try to throw up a ticket of the show and get people to do comments and stuff like that. But the last one from Dan Bailey is... And I just want a name on this, lads. I don't want any context, right? Let's see how good we are. He asks, if Klopp leaves in 2024, who replaces him? Just want a name.
Go on, Avi, you go first.
No, you go first, Chris. You're listening to me.
Klopp leaves in 2024. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Steven Gerrard. Actually going to say it. I'm going to say Steven Gerrard and Pep Linders stays there.
Okay. Avi?
Xabi Alonso.
Two big shouts.
But I think it's...
But it won't be Poch. It won't be Pochettino.
Don't start him on that. Oh, for fuck's sake, don't start him on
Pochettino's
that.
Oh, Pochettino's the name. I have him here, yeah. I'm telling you.
If people don't know the context behind this, I think, was it last night or the night before?
It was last night.
And something came up and we were talking about sort of the new Liverpool manager. Oh, sorry, what's going to be after, who's going to be the target for coach after Klopp retires? Or goes away, and the great man Gav Doyle himself said it's Pochettino who's waiting in the wings.
I didn't say he's waiting in the wings. I said I believe that Pochettino is positioning himself to try and have a go at the Liverpool job.
Because I think it's the Madrid job.
I believe, right, that if he actually wanted that Manchester United job, he would have got it. If he actually, I think if United got enough encouragement off Pochettino to go and say, we want you as our manager, he would have got that job, right? And he's gone to Paris Saint-Germain. I think it's a very clever move to go there. He'll win a lot of games. He'll win leagues and stuff like that. But I think he's looking at it going 2 years at PSG, all right? and then I'm in line for Liverpool. I think, I'm not saying he will be the next Liverpool manager, but I genuinely believe that Mauricio Pochettino is absolutely positioning himself for the Liverpool job. I think he's the sort of person that FSG, if they're still owners, would be interested in. I think the way he carries himself, I think is huge for Liverpool Football Club as a manager. We know this. We've seen it through the years. If you carry a, Jose Mourinho was turned down by Liverpool because of the way he carries himself. I think Pochettino genuinely is positioning himself for that. But the Gerrard one is interesting. His next move is absolutely key for Steven Gerrard. Absolutely key.
Okay. Who did you say, Evie?
Xabi Alonso.
Yeah, that's not a bad shot. We were supposed to discuss sort of, if we didn't have any enough questions, which would never going to happen to our brilliant, because of our amazing viewers and listeners, we were always going to have enough questions. But just in case we didn't, we were going to discuss sort of where Steven Gerrard and Xabi Alonso are in their managerial careers. Maybe we'll touch upon that in another show. I think I'm going to wrap it up there, lads. I think it's been a very eventful show. The interaction has been sensational. I mean, the chat today has been absolutely flying, and I've, some of the comments I couldn't put up because there was, I would have lost concentration and started laughing because they were that funny. But thank you for the people that participated on Discord, on Twitter, on Insta. And thank you, special thanks for the guys that nominated to be coming on. And we'll probably try to do this in another international break. Is there another international break coming up, lads?
The Euros.
Know. Really? Is that it? There's international breaks are over for the rest of the season. Surely they are, right?
Yeah.
But we may touch upon on something like this concept. We thought we'd try this concept out. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I think it worked out all right. Thank you to my coldies, my partners in crime. Gav, I love you, mate. I'll see you in a bit. Go and shoot some stars.
Shoot for the stars. Yes. I'm off to add Courtney on Warzone, and the two of us are going to go around like two idiots.
Poor Courtney. She doesn't know what she's doing.
I don't know who's getting awards here, me or Courtney, I'm being honest.
Yeah.
We'd make a fortune on Twitch, I think. People would watch that and enjoy it, I think. The two of us aimlessly wandering around shooting at the sky.
Yeah, what a scene.
A reminder tomorrow, the Friday forecast tomorrow. I thought Gav would mention it.
Oh, we will. The Friday forecast, tomorrow. It's an interesting one, Avi. And I'll let you explain the whole inside of it, how it works. But it's yourself, it's Chris, is it Matt and Oscar? And you're going to be taking players out of teams and putting players in. But that'll be very, very interesting. The Fatback Four is back on Sunday, and it is a little bit different than it usually is again this weekend. I think that's about it.
Trippers always coming out with surprises, aren't we, Gav?
Yeah,
we love this variety. We're not boring. We don't say the same things. We don't talk about the same things. This is amazing. What a channel.
We're usually good at planning stuff in advance, but the way it is at the moment, we're literally sitting down on Sundays and trying to get through the week. But the football is back, so we're going to try to throw a few quizzes and stuff like that in there just to keep us going, because people enjoy them. And
excellent.
Of course, the new website as well, so go and check out the new website. And not just to go and look at it, go and tell us what you think. Get onto our Discord group, of course. Get in there, tell us what you think of the site, tell us what you'd like to see on the site. And of course, there's articles up there. And if anybody wants to write an article, don't be afraid to. All you have to do is go into the Discord, look up the articles, it gives you all the details, and you go from there.
Can I say the absolute levels of the articles so far have been stunning.
I love them.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Keep them coming, people. You're allowed. This is what platforms are like us are for you to express your opinion. We're not going to sort of edit them. We're not going to sort of dress them down or dress them up. Or it's all about your opinion, and these platforms allow you to express them. You know, if I've let Avi on a platform like this to express his opinions, come on, guys, I'll let anyone. Avi, on that note, anything else you want to say before we go?
No, just on the article thing, Rajiv, come on. He created a great article on Brendan Rodgers. Great read. Great read. And you know, I'm not a big fan of Brendan, so it's a great read, though.
Oh, that's another. Let's don't mention that name because we need to go. Because otherwise, yeah, exactly. But Avi, you know how much I love you. Thank you for joining us from sunny California. I can actually see the sun from your blinds in the background. Is it nice and hot and sunny outside?
It's 22 today, yeah.
Yeah, that's why you've got a jacket on and zipped up to the top. But listen, people, it's been another episode of Amazing Carnage. Thank you for joining us. We will see you next week because we have a fantastic Arsenal preview lined up with some very, very good guests. So I'll check that out next Thursday. I've told Gav already. Amazing. Am I getting better and better at this, Gav, or not? I've told you already for next Thursday, we're ready to go. Amazing.
Yes, you're getting better at it, but Thursday morning you'll change what's going on. That's what.
And listen, it's fluid. This has been Carnage. Thank you for viewing. Thank you for listening. Over and out.
Nobody builds 5G like Verizon builds 5G because we're the engineers who built the most reliable network in America. And the more you do with 5G, the more building it right matters. The more your network matters. The more Verizon engineers going the extra mile matters. It's us pushing us. It's Verizon versus Verizon. 5G built right from America's most reliable network. Most reliable based on rankings from RootMetrics second half 2020 U.S. report of 3 mobile networks. Results may vary. Award is not an endorsement.
Attention Social Security and SSI recipients. If you did not receive an economic impact payment for your eligible spouse or dependents, you may need to file a 2020 tax return with the IRS and claim the recovery rebate credit. Go to ssa.gov/EIP to see if you need to file a tax return and if eligible for other refundable tax credits, like the child tax credit. That's ssa.gov/EIP. Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Sports Social Podcast Network.